שיר קוף בייז יום דלת פרשס פקודי
זוהי מני רובה מרב נחמן תנאי היו דבורנו מהו על תנאי מוכר לו שיעס לו כך וכך ולא ראינו שקים לו התנאי וזה אומר לא הקים לי ואין מוכר מהו? מוידו והמונה היינו תאים מדקו אקר ללשתורה והי נמי יקו אקר ללשתורה נזנת בליב או ידיל מצנאי מילסה אחריסה מוידו והמונה תאים ממייקו מרמר אין נאמון עם דקו אקר ללשתורה וידוסם זה ולא יוסה על פה ומרה לשתורה אוכל נמי או ידיל מלו יקרין ללשתורה דמוידים הם שהשתר אמס אלו על צנאי אויו ביניהם וזה ידוס אחרס ושתורם ממילא מעקר לאחר זמן ביום שלא קיים תנאי בזמן אז הדגמור היה זה סופק תנאי היו דבורנו מהו דהיידים קומן סי תנאי היו דבורנו אז הרמב"ן brings down נחלקו אובס אוילו רב הייגוין learns that even if the שטר is מקויים אז השטר מקויים אז עדים, בשטר אז מקויים and the עדים come and say תנאי היו דבורנו the sugi declares if they believe or they not believe the שטר אז מקויים the שטר אז מקויים and he's coming and he say תנאי היו דבורנו וזה מחלק is if you believe him or not believe him what is the צד that you could believe him what is the צד, what is the suffix It's no shaykhis to choyzer v'magid. The shtar was a shtar. Chutz from that was a maise tnai. This is shita. So we mean that the Edim themselves could come tomorrow and say, tnai oyo. Ein echanami, he sold a sode. But it was a tnai. This is Rav Haigoy. That the sugi is, with a ksav yodam yoytze v'mokim achar, the shtar is already mekuyim. And they're coming and they're saying, tnai oyo dvoreinu. Tnai oyo dvoreinu. But Shitas Rashi, Tesis, and Roiv Rishonim, and this is the way we'll start the sugya, we're talking She'en Ksav Yodam Yoytzim Imokim Acher. If Ksav Yodam Yoytzim Imokim Acher and the Shtar is Mekuyim, Avada they can't say Tnai Hoyo Dvoreinu. It's a Choyzer V'magit. If the Shtar is Mekuyim, they can't say Tnai Hoyo Dvoreinu. Meredo that the Shtar is not Mekuyim. And they have a Migu. They could have not been Mekayim the Shtar. And they say, Ksav Yodeinu Aval Tnai Oyo. And thus is the suffix from the Gemara. Ksav Yodeinu Aval Tnai Oyo. So we had a suffix in the Sugya before, Ksav Yodeinu Aval Moidoi Ve'amone. Rab Nachman said, they're not believe. Lo Yose Alpe Ve'mare Leshtore. And now the Gemara declares, Boim Nerovim Rab Nachman, Ksav Yodeinu Aval Tnai Oyo. The Edim claimed that it was a tnai. They believe the migu, they not believe the migu. The moidoy ve'amone, they not believe because lo yose al peh ve'mara l'shtore with all of the esberim. The tnai they believe, but they not believe. It's milsa achrisa. It's not a milsa achrisa. It's considered that the oikir the shtar. It's not considered that the oikir the shtar. Moidoy ve'amone, we said they breaking the shtar. They not neman b'migu. Moshul porua the neman. Porua migu the mezuyif Rab Nachman holds you neman in the fourth case. Moidoy ve'amone, you not neman. Tnai mau. Klal the Gemara, but tnai you neman b'migu, or but tnai you not neman b'migu. That's the Gemara. Now, to explain this Gemara, we'll start to first learn Pshat inside. And be'etzem, this sugya, the more it's mamish megale and the whole sugyas. We'll start. Omar le'ikiosu le'kamon le'dine, amrinen le'uzil kaimut no'yaychu v'chusu le'dine. I tell them that they have a migu, they're nemon. The mele, if the guy wants to collect the money, he has to mekayim the tnai. Because we believe them, ksav yodeinu aval tnai oyo. Ksav yodeinu aval tnai oyo, we believe the edim, and the mele, if he wants to besoichen the sode, he has to mekayim his tnai. Klal de gemore ha-shail. Eid echod oimer tnai, ve'eid echod oimer eino tnai. What is the case? We're going with Rashi and all the Rishonim. Ein ksav yodam yoytzim imokim acher, and they come and they're saying, ksav yodeinu, avol One of them says Tnai Hoyo. The other one says Garnish Given. So two Eidim say Ksav Yodeinu, and one of them claims Yeh Ksav Yodeinu Aval Tnai. The other one says no, it was Nile Tnai. Havelei Amar Apope Tarvayu Beshtore Me'al Yekom Asidi Va'aydeko Amar Tnayu Havelei Chad Ve'en Dvorom Shalecho B'mokim Shtay. So, to make this Gemara clear, it reminds us the Sugi and Chof Beis Amud Beis, Chof Alam Amud Beis. The Gemara brings down, a lady comes to Beis Din, two Eidim come and say, Niskatsho ve Nisgarsho. So she's Muta. Shvuya ve Tahira. Kadashti ve Nisgarashti, she's believed. Two Eidim come and say, we saw that she got married, and one of them says, and I saw that she's divorced. We believe him or not. He has a migu, he could have not said that Niskadashti. Shtaim oimrim niskacho, and one of them says, Venizgarsho. The Gemara says, we accept the Eidus of Niskacho. We don't accept, Eidechot says Niskarsho, it's garnished. And Shem in Dvorov Shalecho Bemokim Shtaim, and it's garnished. So the same thing here, Ksav Yodeinu. Two people say Ksav Yodeinu. One of them comes and says, but Tnayoyo. So Omar Apope Tarvayu Beshtor Ma'alikum Asidi Vaidiko Matnayu Avelichad Ben Dvorov Shalecha B'mokim Shtayim. Glad. I will ask you a shaila. Why the Gemara has to say Ben Dvorov Shalecha B'mokim Shtayim? Say more from that. Eidechot is not Nemon B'momenes. Why the Gemara has to say in both places Ben Dvorov Shalecha B'mokim Shtayim? But all these words Ben Dvorov Shalecha B'mokim Shtayim. And all these words when Dvorov Shel Echad B'mokim Shtayim. Two people said that it's a shtar. Eidechot comes and says that it's not a shtar. He's believed. Eidechot has never believed. Then Shemim Dvorov Shel Echad B'mokim Shtayim. No, the Teretz is. Be'etzem, the Eidechot here is trying to be choizer from what he said. And he says, I said Ksav Yodeinu, but it's at night. So lo yitzuyer is no chisorn evel echo b'mokim shtayim. So avade he will be believed. Val it's echo b'mokim shtayim, we don't believe him. Don't state in the Gemara that it's echo b'mokim shtayim, we don't believe him. Lo yitzuyer val we mekayim the shtar. They said that it's a good shtar. This other case, they said that she's a ishasish. One of them said that she's divorced. So you're right. Lo yitzur is no chisorn of echo b'mokim shtayim. As himself, he has a peshaasa, but he's against shtayim. So the koyach eidus, he's coming b'koyach eidus. It's more from a migu. He's choyzer b'koyach eidus. Val is choizer and shemim dvorov shel echo b'mokim shtayim. Zog the Rabbi Yehine, forget about echo b'mokim shtayim, but as a migu, he could have kept quiet. So believe him, b'migu. If he would kept quiet, the shtar would not be a shtar. Who made the shtar to be a shtar? Him. Believe him, b'migu. Zog the Rabbi Yehine, but it's migu neged einim. But the shtar says nishtaze. The shtar says that it's not that it's a good shtar. The shtar says behainu. That's what the Gemara means to say. The shtar, the Eidu says that the shtar is a good shtar. And val the shtar is a good shtar, and shemim dvorov shalecha b'mokim shtayim. The shtar is made that he's without a tnai. So the Teisus Reed helps us. And he explains, it's balabatish, but he explains it nice. Well, barachovet. He explains like this. Why you think the Eidim didn't write the tnai inside the shtar? He says, a lot of time people do it. The most, I sell you a house in condition that you come to visit me tomorrow. Come with the whole family, I will sell you the house. So I write in the shtar that I'm selling you the house. I don't write that condition. I tell it to the Eidim. Why? Shtar Tzach Tzua, I'll put his condition inside. And in 100 years, when my Eidiklach will want to go into the house, and they will come to your Eidiklach, you say, listen, yeah, but you have Eidim that your father visit? I could find the Eidim from 100 years ago. Okay, so you can't get the field. So, Moshe, I want to buy a house, but in condition you give me a couple of dollars. Yeah? Tomorrow, who said he gave the money? Moshe, today, in every shtar, when you buy a house, with the pi aloche, so you're right, I'm selling you the house for X amount of money. The shtar in the hand of the other person is a proof that the money was given to the other side. Because if not, every time people have to have more and more papers. So, when people write a shtar, this is the mecha. They know one that will be understanding from the shtar that is tnoi. Because people will come the whole time, there's no way to keep edim on the tnoi. What is the tnoi? I'm going to ask, I can't prove it tomorrow that it happened. So I tell the edim the tnoi, and the edim come and say, listen, close money is not making the tnoi, the shtar is nishkan shtar. Oh, but after the tnoi, he says, the tnoi is a tnoi that an after a day is over. So he's selling it. B'meile. It's mazbo like this. So the selling be'etzem in the shtar means without the tnai. The etzem ha-shtar is a regular shtar that in the shtar we don't assume that is a tnai. When they come to say that is a tnai, the be'etzem talking against the shtar. The be'etzem talking against the shtar. While they're talking against the shtar, so be'etzem, if the shtar is a shtar mekuyim, it's in shame in dvorov shel echod b'mokim shtar. He says that it's a tnai. The shtar says that it's not a tnai. B'meile in shame in dvorov shel echod b'mokim shtar. If he would be two, we believe them. Aber in shame in dvorov shel echod b'mokim shtar. B'meile we can't believe him. This is what the Gemara said. A minute. Frag the Gemara, and here's the Medrash Pliye. Maskiv le Ravune Barede Rav Yeshua, Yoche Afilu Trei Nami. So why you said before that they believe with a Migu? Why they believe with a Migu? The Shtar says that it's good. Why they believe? Now what do you mean? What is the question? Why you believe? He said, and Shemim Dvorov Shel Echod B'Mokim Shtayim. Now it's two. Now it's two. You explained to me before that the whole problem was that he was a one. But if it's two, he would be two, it would be okay. Tonight it would be a three, it would be okay. You would believe, it would be a koyach. No, so what are you asking me now? Yoche afilu trei nami. So Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara's kasha. And listen, these are be'etzem the words of Rashi that explain fum yudches bizdo. The Gemara says like this, the shtar is a shtar like we explain now. So how they could say to Mara that it was a tnai? It's a chois of a magid. It's a chois of a magid. So what if they have a migu? But you're a chois of a magid. The chois of a magid, you can't have a migu. You explain to me that the shtar says that it's not a tnai. So you're a chayz of a magid. Kevin Shigit, you've been a chayz of a magid. So what if they have a migu? But if you're a chayz of a magid, you're not believed. Rashi learns that this is the Gemara's kasha. Read the Rashi, the Bura Masr, the Filu Treinami. Amri, Tnayo, Edvoreinu, Loi Lehemnu. The Kevon Sheidu al Ksav Yodom, Kimu Ashtar, Kmoishu Kosuf. The Che Amri, Tnayo, Edvoreinu, Havele Megidim, Vechoizri, Vemegidim. So, Be'etzem, if we make Sikum Fum Nitches Bizdo, when the Gemara said in the Mishnah, Ksav Yodin Avel Anusim, they believed. Rashi asked the Kashi in Chesam Utbeis, so why in the Reish they believe the Chesam of Magid? Rashi is asking the Gemara's Kashi. The Gemara is asking a Kashi. And the Reish, Ksav Yodeinu Aval Anusim, why you believed? Ksav Yodeinu Aval Anusim, Chesam of Magid. Ksav Yodeinu Aval Tnai, you are Chesam of Magid. Why you believed in the Reisha? Dainu, be'etzem, we're asking now on all of the migus of the sugya. Why you believe you're a chayz of a magid? What is the Gemara's answer? Elo amrine en ani lemeker sadusayu kosi. Haninami lemeker sadusayu kosi. So, Rashi, what is the answer of the Gemara? Zog the Gemara, when I'm a kayim a shtar, we'll read the Rashi inside in a second, I'm saying that the whole shtar is a good shtar. The kiyum is on the whole mahus of the shtar. Val I said tnayo yudvoreinu b'toich kide dibu, so kule chode agode that I was never mekayim it, that it's not a tnai. I said it's a ksav yad with a tnai, so the kiyum was never a kiyum, so I'm not a chayz of a magid. When I said that it's a good shtar, I said that it's a tnai. What is a kiyum? We said the prime explained kiyum is not only on the signatures. Kiyum is that the whole shtar is a shtar. It's kilchosoy with all the protein. I said b'terchid edibur that it's a tnai. So I was never mekayim it in Gantz. We read the Loshon Rashi. Elo al kochoch, lav chasim mekuyemesi. These are words of the Rashi. Lav chasim mekuyemesi. It was never niskayim. Lav chasim mekuyemesi. These are the words. The cave and toch kidi dibu maskin and dibayu ve amri. Aval tnayo yo b'neyem. Amrin and ani lemeka sadu sayu. שאומרו כסב יודינו כעסו. ולא ימר ליחותם על מנשי יקיים מסתנאי. What is the answer of the Gemara? They were never mekayim the shtar. So it's not a choyza v'magid. If it's not a choyza v'magid, so even when one of them said tnai, he was never mekayim it. So b'mele, the shtar is not mekuyim. This is the shakle v'tayir of the Gemara lefi Rashi. Nochamo. Lefi Rashi, the Gemara clear the shay letnai yo dvoreinu ma'u. And the Gemara says, betnai de beliv, migu. Is not believed. It's against the shtar. Zog the Gemara manefshach. Why two are believed? Why they're not choizer v'magid? The answer is when they say k'sav yodeinu and the mekayim the shtar and betoch k'dedibu b'chod ha'agoda they say avol mitnai hoyo. So we accept it in that nusach of a tnai, and we say like Rashi says in Yudches Amud Beis, kul echod ha'agodah hi, I was never mekayim it, only a fazei vayit, so I'm not considered choyzer v'magid. We'll explain it in a second. B'meile, the two eidim could say that it's a tnai. So if I'm not a choyzer v'magid, even one could say that it's a tnai.
Why
does
Rashi say it?
Rashi says it.
Kul
ha'agodah, it doesn't say
over here.
What? Why Rashi doesn't say kul echod ha'agode? It's a good ore. But the answer is kul echod ha'agode is only to explain why it's a chazore from the whole thing. And I'll explain it in a second. Yes, and good. But first, let me open the tzursa de shmaisa lefi Rashi. The tzursa de shmaisa lefi Rashi, to make it like lo haze, I'll ask a shayla. The chemda shloim efrek do ha-shayla. Why we have this Gemara here in Yutes Amud Beis so mishunadik? I will have a Gemara. Ksav yodein avalanusim, you believed? Ksav yodein avalanusim, you believe? What? Anusim, what? Kane. Machmas nefashit, you believe or not? Two Eidim come and say ksav yodeinu, and one of them says avalanusim machmas nefashit. You believe him or not? What? Yes or not? Lefi the man d'omer that the tnai you don't believe one, you believe him or not?
One
second. The maskone k'sav yodeinu aval anusim, you believe k'sav yodeinu aval tnai, you believe it. The Gemara says one or two are the same. I'm asking. But frag dechem da shloime, why the Gemara switched? You have k'sav yodeinu aval anusim, moidoe, amone, purua migun mezuyef, tnai. Five Gemaras. Oh, what would be if one say, two say yes, one says a tnai, back and forth? This piece of the Gemara could be right away. Ksav yodeinu aval anusim is believe. I'm asking you a shayla. One says, two say ksav yodeinu, one says anusim. He's believed or he's not believed. And shem dvarov shalecha b'mokim shtayim. And the Gemara will say, monofshach. So why the two believe? Akrinu sadu sayu. Here also, akrinu sadu sayu. Why this piece of the Gemara? This is the seal of the Gemara. That is a new sugya. Tanu Rabbanu the Gate Eidus. Why the Gemara switches to the fifth case of the Migu? And in the fifth case of the Migu, now the Gemara declares what is the halacha. Hazeif reik dechem da shloime. Why? Say the advarim. Migu de anusim believe. Perua believe. Moidoe ve'amon enat. Tnai yes. Two say ksav yodeinu. One said tnai. Chad neget rei. No. Mano shachif. Two believe. One believe. Say that. Why the Gemara is not in ksav yodeinu aval anusim? Clear. Ksav yodeinu aval anusim. Chad Hashlema doesn't answer klo. But what is the answer? The answer is When people say Ksav Yodeinu, Aval Anusim Loichoshiv Kiyum Klal, Rashi explained Kulecho De'agode. We know it from the we started the Gemara in Yud Ches Amud Beis that it's not called the Chois of a Magid. Why? Because I was Mekayim the Shtar, and I said that it's a Chaspe Be'alme, and I said that it's nothing. So B'meile, I was never Mekayim the Shtar. This is the reason Teisa says it's not Migu Neged Eidim. This is the reason Rashi says it's not called the Chois of a Magid, because I just changed my words. I'm not considered a Chois of a Magid. This is what the Gemara understood in Yud Ches Amud Beis. And she said, when Ksav Yodem Yoitza, you can't say Anusim because you're a Chayzer of Magid. And Ksav Yodem Yoitza, you're Neman. You're not a Chayzer of Magid. Why? Kulecho de Agode. I said it was never Mekuyem. I said that it's a Chaspe Be'alme. It's garnished. We knew that in Yud Ches Amud Beis. If we knew that in Yud Ches Amud Beis, so the difference if it's one or two? No. I was never Mekayem the Shtar. The Gemara in Yud Ches Amud Beis was simple. The Hainu. Rashi learns, and this is Mamasha Emes Yeredarkoi. Rashi learns that from the beginning of the Sugya is close to the Gemara the Yesoid. That is a problem of Chayzer v'Magid. Migu doesn't help to be Chayzer v'Magid. Ksav Yodeinu Avol, we really have to stop them. So why Ksav Yodeinu Avol Anusim is believed? Because we say, who is making the shtar? Them. B'toch kedei dibur b'chode agode, he's saying that what? That it's anusim. Anusim means that no one signed on the shtar. It's a chaspe be'alme. The shtar is a chaspe be'alme. B'meile, it was never a kiyum. So it's not called a chois of a magid. And we explained in Yudches Amud Beis why it's not called. Who is bringing the Eidus here? I'm bringing the Eidus. And B'techid Edibur, and I'm putting together with bringing the Eidus to say that it's Anusim. So the Eidus was never finished. So I'm not considered a chois of a magid. It's not only a Pesha Osar on the Kiyum. I'm chois from the Eidus Shebeshtar. While I'm the one that is bringing the Kiyum, I could be chayzer from the Eidus Shebeshtar, and I'm saying that what? That it's anusim. Right? This is the way Rashi learns in Yud Ches Amud Beis. So again, in the Sefer, you don't have a migu, ksav yodem yoytzim o kemacher. The ratio you have a migu, that what? That you could have not been mekayim the shtar, but you're a chayzer of a magid. You're a chayzer of a magid. And while you're a chayzer of a magid, you're not believed. The answer is kulechode agode, and I'm saying b'terchid edibu that I'm mekayim the shtar as is nish ken shtar b'meile, it's not called a chazore. These are the words in Rashi Yud Ches Amud Beis. NFDL, one person or two people, I was never mekayim the shtar. Now the Gemara declared the tnai. The Gemara said they believed. The Gemara started to declare when one is chayzer b'tnai, he could be chayzer or he can be chayzer. So he said, no, he can't be chayzer. And Shein Dvov Shalecha B'mokim Shtayim. Why he can't be chayzer? So the Gemara understood, because the shtar is mekuyim and it's a nuzach. If it's a nuzach, two also considered chayzer v'magid. If you're not saying that the shtar is kiloy hoyo, so b'mele, it's a chayzer v'magid. The teretz is, when I'm saying it's nai, nish given a shtar. So one also. So the Gemara was asking a kasha. If one cannot be choizer, it means that it's not that he's saying that he was never mekayim it. It's a milse achise, and the shtar is a shtar. If the shtar is a shtar, two can be choizer also. Al kolchoch, if you could say that it's a tnai, b'chode agode, it's not called a choizer v'magid. Why? Because you are never mekayim the shtar. Listen, Rashi. Look at Loshon Rashi. Elo al korchoch. Lav chasim emekuyemesi. This is the answer of the Gemara. The Gemara thought it's a chasim emekuyemes. B'meile, he has a migu, and one is one against two doesn't help. Zog Gemara, if it's a chasim emekuyemes, you're a chayzer v'magid. Zog the Gemara, it's not a chasim emekuyemes. Why? It's not a chasim emekuyemes. Now, before we go to say it more minamakim, we'll explain it like this.
Why does the GKS consider the second Haggadah?
Again, you're a chayz of a magid. If you're changing from what you said in the shtar, you consider the chayz of a magid.
Is it one Haggadah?
I mean, We'll say like this. The Gemara, Be'etzem, Rab Nachman himself said, Rab Nachman said in the Sugya before, that Meridoe ve'amone, you're not believed. Why Meridoe ve'amone, you're not believed? Mendy, why are you not believing Meridoe ve'amone? Why Meridoe ve'amone, you're not believing for Rab Nachman? You have a migu, why are you not believed? What? You married a shtar. Why in Perua you are believed? Why in Perua you are believed? The fear of Nachman. Why in Perua you are believed? You're not married a shtar. Tonight you married a shtar or you're not married a shtar? The Gemara understood, you're not married a shtar. If you're not married a shtar, you're a chayzer v'magid. Are you saying the shtar is a shtar or the shtar is not a shtar? And Nusim is no shtar. Moidoy v'amone is a shtar. So I'm not believed. So I'm not believed. Tnai, l'chu'ure, I'm not married a shtar. So why I'm believed? So the Gemara is mechadish now that it's not considered kiyum. The Gemara is mechadish now that it's not considered kiyum. If it's not considered kiyum, so l'chu'ure, I'm married a shtar. This is be'etzem. We'll see, Rashi speaks it out here. I want to explain the Seder Advorim, what happened in the Gemara. The Seder Advorim happened in the Gemara. Rove came to Rab Nachman and he said like this. And the Mishnah I know is a Migu. Why in the Mishnah is a Migu? Because Anusim is Nishken Shtar. So I have a Migu, I'm not Mikayim the Shtar, Sigornisht. Moidoy ve'amona, you said, but I'm married the Shtar. I'm against the Shtar. We explain why Anusim I'm not against a shtar, because Anusim was never a shtar. Mashenkin Moidoy ve'amone was a shtar. Tonight, it's like Moidoy ve'amone that I married a shtar or not. He told him, no. Tonight is milse achrise. It's not considered I married a shtar. If it's not considered that I married a shtar, now the Gemara declares, so what will be with one? He can't be choizer because why? He's against a shtar. For the Gemara and two also you're against the shtar. To also against the shtar. And for the Gemara, but it's not called the shtar mekuyim. Why is it not called the shtar mekuyim? So now let me read the Rashi again. El al kochoch lav chasim mekuyemesi. The kevon. The toich kedei dibur maski diburayu. Veko amri avol tnai hoyo b'neyem. Amrin en ani lemeekar su desayu shomu ksav yodeinu. Veleim aloi chasamnu el al menashi yekaimu yizatnai. And now look in Rashi one more line. The came on the time milse achrisei she'ein akirosoi elo leachar zman lo idami lemoidoe ve'amone umehemne the eidus bifnei atzmoi. Rashi explains that the Gemara is be'etzem coming here to say a chiluk dak. This is what Taisa speaks out about Chove. Lefi Rashi, Be'etzem, the Gemara here speaks out the Yesoides of the whole five migus that we have: Anusim, Moidoy, Amone, Porua, and Tnayo Yudvoreinu. And the Seder Advorim is like this: Rashi himself went and Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis and took Anusim, and he explained that that migu is glat. Why that migu is glat? Ah, is a klal kevon shehigid shuv einoy choizer umagid. Kvege was asking what Rashi wants. But Rashi learned, this is the Gemara by us, that Be'etzem, every time when you want to change an Ashtar, you have a problem, Kevon, Shehigid, Shuv, Eine, Chayzer, Umagid. And for Rashi, Val, Betoich, Kedei, Dibu, from the Kiyum, he says, Anusim. So he's the one that is bringing the Shtar over, and he says that the shtar is not a real shtar, he has the koyach to be choizer from the original Eidus. Not only that he's choizer from the kiyum. Choizer from the kiyum would be to say that it's not a kiyum. He's choizer from the etzem Eidus shebishtar, while the Eidus shebishtar is finished with the kiyum, and the Eidus shebishtar means all of the halochas shebishtar, and val betoich kedei dibur, he said that but Anusim Oinu, so felt in the Maisekium that it's not a Chayz of a Magid. This is what Rashi himself in Yud Ches Amud Beis explained. Why is not Chayz of a Magid in the Reisha? You write that you have a Migu. Over the Klal came and Shehigit Shem in a Chayz of a Magid. To explain, a person signed a Shtar, he said that it's good. We need Kiyum, Seder. Oh, but now that he's Mekayim and he says Anusim, he's Choyza from the yesterday. You read him now, he's Mekayim and he has a Pesha Osar. But at the Anus of yesterday, he said Fakelt. So you could Choyrek and the Kashe. But Rashi learned that it's a problem of Choyza from Magid. And Rashi answers, Kevin Shabetochke de Dibu, Chode Agode, Bemele, I'm the one, so we explain. When I said Anus yesterday, I said that everything happened. That's not Anusim, not Ktanim. Who brings it over when I do the Kiyum? When the Anus finishes, it's when I'm doing the Kiyum. And if I then say Anusim, it's considered Terke de Dibu from the Anus, because now the Anus is finished, and I'm Choyza from the original Anus, not Choyza from the Kiyum, but Terke de Dibu that I'm not Mekayim. This is what Rashi explained Yud Ches Amud Beis. And b'meile, it's poshet and yud ches amud beis that is lav dafka if it's one. Lav dafka that it's two. Even if one of them will get up and say anusim, he will be believed. Why? He was never mekayim the shtar. He could be choyz of a magid. Like two people say edus, and one of them wants to pull out, he could be choyz of a magid. So while two people could say edus, and one of them could pull out, he could be choyz of a magid. So this person has a kerch to be chayz of a magid. This person has a kerch to be chayz of a magid. So b'meile the Gemara in Yud Ches Amud Beis never cleared a shaila, never anusim. What will be with one? What will be with two? This is the Chemda Shloim Ezeore. Then the Gemara was mechadish that moidoy ve'amoneh doesn't work. Why? Not because it's a problem of chayz of a magid. Lo yose al peh v'mara l'shtore. You can't do chamigu make problems to a shtar. We asked, they asked, Banusim also you make a problem to the shtar? Tell us, Banusim l'shitoscho was never a shtar. Moidoy v'amon was a shtar. Again, this is not negat to Choyza v'magid. Choyza v'magid was one noise. There's no Choyza v'magid. Now the Ashayle, Mare l'shtore. Anusim is no Mare l'shtore because after you believe me, I never spoke against the shtar. Because if you believe me that I was Choyza, so it was never a shtar. Mashaykin Moidoy v'amon. Now we have a Gemara at night. So the Gemara the Neman. But one is not Neman. Why one is not Neman? Weistois, it's a Milsach Risse. So why took it Bichoizo? You're Choizo v'magid. And here the Gemara says the Yesoid, Valetz betoichke de dibu. Valetz betoichke de dibu. So you write that it's a Milsach Risse. That's explained, but it's not Mamesh Achrisse. B'meile, it's considered that I was never made a Enus, and b'meile I could be Choizo. So now I will ask you the shaila. So why in Moidoy v'Amoneh I can't be Choyza? If I could be Choyza and Tnai, why I can't be Choyza and Moidoy v'Amoneh? Why I can't be Choyza and Moidoy v'Amoneh, l'fi Rav Nachman? Why to say Tnai o Yodvoreinu I'm Neman, and Moidoy v'Amoneh I'm not Neman? What could be the answer? Why b'tznai I could be choizer, and two of us could say that tznai yod vareinu, and moidoy ve'amone, we can't say moidoy ve'amone hoyo. What is the difference? So the Teis Yisrael Shitosi says, because moidoy ve'amone it's a avle, here it's not a avle, like this Rishoni. But if you Rashi, what is the answer? Because there you mare l'shtore. Here you're not mare l'shtore. These are the words of Rashi. So I want to ask you now a shaila. This is the Rashi. This is Shitas Rashi. Before we explain it, maybe more. So if someone will learn the sugya, he got till here and he wants to know, and moidoy ve'amone, why they're not neman? Back to yesterday's shir. You have a migu and you want to say moidoy ve'amone. Why are you not neman to say moidoy ve'amone? So we have one pshat from Rabbi Yehine. Why are you not neman to say moidoy ve'amone? Why not Neman l'fi Rabbi Yehine? Choyza v'magid. L'fi Rashi, why not Neman? Mare l'shtore. So now lo mitrach. L'fi Rabbi Yehine, why moidoy ve'amone you not Neman? Choyza v'magid. Rashi could learn like that, or Rashi cannot learn like that? Why Rashi can learn like that? Rashi said, even b'tnai, that it's a milse achrise, I'm not called Choyza v'magid. So when we do it, that it's not a milsa achise, for sure I'm not a choyz of a magid. For sure I'm not a choyz of a magid. So why I'm not neman and we do it v'amone? Mare le l'shtore, we don't know what it means, yeah? But mare le l'shtore. This is the Rashi when he finishes the sugya. The cave on the tnai mirza achise isheino yoikartoi elo lachazman loidoi lemoidoi veamone. So lefi Rashi, the sugya is built givaldik. Be'anusim lekule alme, you could be choiza betech it's chazore. It's not even mirza achise, I'm saying gornisht. I'm mamish choiza for my whole edus. Even one could be choiza. And tnai and moidoe, I also could be choiza. This is the chiddush of the Gemara here. So b'meila mitzad choiza v'magid is no chisorim. Because I was never mekayim the shtar. Not only in Moidoa, even in Amona, I was never mekayim the shtar. Even that it's Mirza Achrise. Even that it's Mirza Achrise. So why in Moidoa and Amona I'm not Neemon? Leyose alpe v'marale l'shtore. Leyose alpe v'marale l'shtore. And this is what the Gemara declared here in the beginning. But tonight you have that chisor and you don't have the chisor. This is the tzus of the Shema Yisraeli by the Rashi. The problem is, how Rabbi Niyena the Rashbam will learn how the Gemara. Why b'tnai you could be choizer and there's no choizer v'magid? And b'maydoe is a problem. Lefid Rabbi Niyena, b'maydoe v'amone is a chisor and a choizer v'magid. Why? Choizer v'magid. Why be'anusim was no choizah v'magid? So Rabbi Niyena answered in Bava Basra, because l'shitosi it was never a shtar, so I was never made, so I'm never choizah v'magid. But in Moidoy ve'amone, I am a choizah v'magid. So if in Moidoy ve'amone I am a choizah v'magid, so why betnai I'm not a choizah v'magid? What is the difference? What? This kasha, the Rashba by us asks this kasha. B'shem Mireinu Arav, Mireinu Arav and the Rashba is the Rabbi Niyena. So this is the Rashba's kasha be'etzim. Dehainu. Shitas Rashi be'etzim is very clear. Lemaskones mevuer in the Gemara in the end of Yutesa Mudbeis that be'anusi moidoe amone is no chisor and evchoizer v'magid. Kule chode agode, it's not called a ma'ase kiyum. There's no sugya of choizer v'magid. Rashi gave that akdom in the beginning of the sugya, and this is the end of the sugya. There's no chisor of choizer v'magid. And he's nemon, and even one is nemon. This is the maskonas ha'gimore. So be'etzem, so now we left with moidoy ve'amone, why the migu doesn't help? There's no chisor of choizer v'magid, so believe me b'migu. So Rashi and Tesis had to say, shtikul teire, Marele l'shtore. Shtikl teire, marele l'shtore. Anu shtikl teire, marele l'shtore. We don't know what it is. Aba, Val, you're speaking against the shtar. And b'meile Rashi says, ba'anusim, are you also speaking against the shtar? So Tei says, ba'anusim, it was never a shtar. Moidoi ve'amone, betnai, it's not against the shtar. Porua, it's not against the shtar. Moidoi ve'amone, it's against the shtar. Again, it needs a hesber. It needs a hesber. But that's the shitas Rashi. But that's the shitas Rashi. But lefi Rabbi Niyena and lefi the Rashbam, lefi the Rabbi Niyena and the Rashbam, they learn that is a problem of choizah v'magid. And they answer be'anusim, why is no choizah v'magid be'anusim? The reason is no choizah v'magid be'anusim because the shitosim they never said eidus. But moidoy ve'amone. B'moidoy ve'amone, it is considered choizah v'magid. Why? Because the ma'aseh yesterday was a good shtar. No, so b'tnai de for sure choizah v'magid. So frek the Rashba, if b'tnai you for sure choizah v'magid, so why you believe? Why you believe? Lefi the Rashba, the ma'aseh you choizah v'magid. The ma'aseh you choizah v'magid. This is the Rashba's kasha. And the Rashba tries to answer it. It's very shvar, the chilek of the Rashba. You have a kovetz here, maybe? Yeah, behind you. The afal gav de amrin etnai milsa achrisei. Lav lemeimar ki milsa achrisei vekeilu eidu sheporu. Elo keivon delo niskayem ashtar koidem lochem. ולא יויסו כאן הגודה עד עכשיו וכשמגידים עכשיו מבררים עדוסום דה על תנאי אויו הרי אלו נאמונים כאילו מעידים עדוס אחרס שאף אלו אין אויקר מסשטר אלו מקיימים עויסו בלבד מה שאין כן במוידוי והמונה שאויקר עויסו לגמרי ומשמלי לשטר כחספה בעלמה הילקח קרין אלו חויסרים ומגידים So the Rashba says, Be'etzem, we have three shlovim. And it's very interesting. Rashi learns, Be'etzem, everything is called Choyzer v'magid Be'etzem. Everything to add on the shtar is Choyzer v'magid. No, Rashi has a yesoid, Kulechod ha'agode, Betoich kedei dibur, the kiyum was never niskayem. It's not called the Choyzer v'magid. This is Shitas Rashi. And the Hesber is, we'll explain it now like Reb Chaim, Tamil Chazal need a kiyum, it's not only on the signatures, they want you to come and bring the edus and everything what comes out from the kiyum. What comes out from the kiyum? That they're not ktani, they're not anusim, not meidoy, not amone. So when you came and bring the kiyum and you said amone, so you never finished the edus. So val, it's betoch kedei dibur, so it's one thing with the kiyum and we have to listen to it. So you have a koyach to be choyzer. Val the agodev, the edus finishes in the kiyum, and the agodev, the edus includes every one of the details. Meidoy, amone, ktani, anusim, tnai. Bemele you could be choyzer. So lefi Rashi, the sugyas agemore here was dealing lemaisa as a problem of choyzer v'magid, and the answer is it's no choyzer v'magid. Why? Because it's toch kedei dibur. So Reb Nochem said that's mamish. It looks like Reb Kivi Eiger didn't learn the sugya. If you go back to Yud Ches, you can raise a post shiurim there. You start the sugya, the sefer you not nemon. Vos mi dereisha, a whole shvere Rashi. So everyone pushes away the Rashi. The Maaseh, the Rashi, you have a migu. Sefer, you don't have a migu. Yeah, but the bigger problem is, but it's Chayzer v'magid. This is the whole sugya in your test. Migu doesn't help you, Chayzer v'magid. You can't say migu. We can't listen to you. You not believe. Either because migu neged edim, or because you can't be Chayzer v'magid. You don't have a koyach to be Chayzer v'magid. No, the teretz is, akrinu l'seuda l'saduse. So Reb Nochem, look in Rashi, Dibur HaMasri, Yud Ches Amud Beis, Elo de Amri Machmas Nefoshes, Ho betoich kedei dibur, akrinu lesaduse, ve'apeh she'osa ve'apeh she'itir. Rashi just brings down the Loshon HaGemara from Yud Ches Amud Beis. Ve'akrinu lesaduse, ve'apeh she'osa ve'apeh she'itir. So lefi Rashi is no more chisoron of Kevan Shehigit. Val der mekayim de shtar is no more chisoron. So when Rashi started the sugya, and there's no more chisoron of kevan shigit shevin choyzer v'magid. So be'etzem anusim, everything doesn't have a chisoron of choyzer v'magid. So lefi Rashi, now when you're going to learn your ches and your tes, and you have a list, one migu yes, one migu not, one migu yes, one migu not. Don't mix me up with choyzer v'magid. Choyzer v'magid kule chode ha'gode, even b'tnai that it's a milse achrise. Even the tonight that it's a milse achrise, or the lemaise, Loshon Rashi, we only sign the shtar al das that he be miskayim, so the mele it's considered that it's not a shtar. Rashi gives a eitzah shtickle. Only al daite the hochi he sold it, so it's keilu it was never a eidus. Be'etzem it was a eidus. So Rashi says it's no more choyzer v'magid. So now Rashi and Teis, same thing Teisvus. So Mele, now you have a sugya, Anusim you believed, Moidoy ve'amona you not believed, and Tnai you believed. What is the difference? So Rashi had to come up with a new mahalach. Lo yosi alpe ve'mare l'shtore. Val, you need the migu. We said Torki the Dibo, but the only reason you have the Torki the Dibo because you have a Pesha Asar. Val, you're going against a shtar is another yesoid. Against a shtar, you don't have a koyach. Against the shtar, you don't have a koyach. Against the shtar, you don't have a koyach. Now, anusim is not against the shtar because the shitosi is no shtar. Meidoy ve'amone, the shitosi is not a good shtar, so it's against the shtar. Tnai, It's valid to milsa achrise. It's like a porua. The shtar was a shtar. The shayv was mekayim the tnai or not. So I'm not against the shtar. We said that part of le'osa al peve mara le'shtore is the hardest part of the sugya to understand exactly what it is. But lefirashi is the only thing that is left. Masha'en kin Rabbi Niyein and the Rashbam, they said fakert is a chisor and evchoyzer and magid in the sugya. Moidoe ve'amone is a poshet chisor and evchoyzer ve'magid. A person cannot be choyzer ve'magid. If a person cannot be choyzer ve'magid, he can't see moidoe ve'amone. Fakert. Now we have to answer the front and the back. So why ba'anusim is no chisor? It says, dear, after you will believe me, I never said Eidus, so I'm not called Chayzer V'Magid. Well, I'm the one that is saying the Eidus, and if you believe me, it's not Eidus, and maybe it's not Eidus. Say no. T'nai. No, T'nai was a star. So why am I not a Chayzer V'Magid? We have to say, hold your soul, why am I not a Chayzer V'Magid? While Leshitosi, the Eidus is a good Eidus, so here the Rashba says, answer, Nishklo. The came under the Niskaya Mashtar, Veloisukan Agode had Achshot. So Medoe Vamona doesn't help. Kshemeidi Machshot Mevari Medusam da Tnai, Elu Neemoni. Shaena Moikrim is the Star, Elomekaimi Moisei Bikiyuma Shaltnai. Mashaengi Medoe Vamona Shaoikrim Moisei Legamre, Umashmele Kechaspe. So you saw it. No one knows exactly. But Lechure, he's saying like this. Be'anusim, we said, why is not Chayzer V'Magid? Because if you will believe me, when a guy was a Oines, he never signed the Shtar. It was never Das HaMischayev. We explained yesterday, the Eidus has to be on Das HaMischayev. No one was here. So I'm Be'etzim saying that was never a Shtar. Moedoy Ve'amon, I'm saying, was a Shtar. But the guy was Moedoy Ve'amon, I'm fighting a Shtar. Here also, I'm saying it was a Shtar with a Tanai. Says no. B'shtar ve'atznai. Fakal, I'm saying the shtar is good, and now you need to do the tnai. I'm matzich you to do the tnai. And moidoy ve'amona, I'm telling that it's sheker. So, lechur the pshat is hazeh. And tnai, I'm saying the eidus is kayim. Just as grana atznai. I'm not choizer for my eidus. Even in Lama Zogin, the Tnai is no more possibilities to Mekayim the Tnai. The date is over. But I'm saying the Shtar is a good Shtar. It's a Tnai. And Moidoy, I'm saying, Lemaiset was never a Shtar. Lemaiset Ma'edus was Sheker. So Be'ilchoy's Chayzer V'Magid, this is called the Chayzer V'Magid, and this is not called the Chayzer V'Magid. Fuck it. So it comes out a modern zach that when you learn the sugya, it's a pele. It's often a sugya. The firashi fakert. The sugya is glad that there's no choizah v'magid. It's a shver svore and rashi. What is kule chode agode? But it's a gemara, and it's glad. It goes all over the cases, all of the cases. The Rabbi Niyene, that was the gishmak epshat yesterday. That Anusim is no problem, we don't have Amon as a Chayzer V'Magid, and this Gemara here, he's the Shver Gemara. And the Gemara says, where Rashi says it? In Dibur HaMasril Elo, by us. Rashi finishes, Unvos mit Moidoe. Look at Tesis Reed. Unvos mit Moidoe. And Fakert. Lefi everyone, this was the Shakle V'Tayre of the Gemara, if Tnai Milsa Achrisa or not. The Gemara meant, Lefi Rashi, Alamol, you could say the shtar never finished. If Tnai Milsa Achrisa, it's a different story. So Rashi, no, with a Tnai, it's not considered a kiyum. These are the words of Rashi. Al kochoch lav chasima mekuyemesi. These are the words. Lav chasima mekuyemesi. Lav chasima mekuyemesi. Lav chasima mekuyemesi. And the Fidr Rishonim, if it's not Milsa Achrisa, so it's Keilu B'Meile, it's like a Moidoe, Saim Chayzer in Gansu. While it's Milsa Achrisa, so the Shtar is a good Shtar, I just gotta have to do it. So B'Meile, I'm considered a Chayzer B'Magid. Das ist a very schwere Sache. Ich weiß nicht genau. Now we have to know, all of this is lefide rishoinim, the others oilom, that are learning the sugya from the parsha of Migu. That we speak in the Enks of Yodom Yoitze, they have a Migu, and we say in the first case, second case, the third case, the fourth case. We have to know that the Ramban brought down Rav Haigoyen, that Rav Haigoyen said, our sugya is Ksav Yodom Yoitze Mimokim Acher. They're not coming with a Migu. The sugya is no Shaykhis to Migu. No Shaykhis to Migu, the sugya lefi Rav Haigoyen. And the Eidim coming and saying Tnai. It was a suffix if the Eidim could come and say Tnai, or they cannot say Tnai. Avad lefi Rav Haigoyen, we have to understand, what is the Pirush HaGemore? What is the Pirush HaGemore? So two zachim. First, when we spoke yesterday, the Val is a big machlekes in Gdei Le'olam. Some Gdei Le'olam taine that if a shtar was signed by Eidim without Das HaMischayev, and then you give it over, so the shtar, it's a posul shtar, it's not Das HaMischayev. And some Gdei Le'olam taine nishtaze. They say, is. Moshe Meshver just came. He tries to be machsher. Reb Nissim Karalit said that it's possible. They have to make time with him. And it's no suffix. He's not masking the ear, even a second time. Abel Meshver, a couple more choshev yidden. They're tying the Moshe. Ab Kiveg asked the kasha. And every edush and every shtar shenichtav shaloi lishmo, it's possible. Beget. How shaloi lishmo? The husband didn't tell them to sign. If the husband didn't tell them to sign, so there's no dasa mischayev. So the Moshe, so what? Oh, but they gave it to him, and he gives it. It's called Das HaMischayev. So Reb Kiveger state that the Eidim could only sign Das HaMischayev. The guy tells you to sign. Shiloh, what is the Eidus? What is the Eidus? What is the Eidus Shemiksav? What is the Eidus Shemiksav? What is the Eidus Shemiksav? Sometimes that Lemaise, if the Eidim will come now and say that they sign with our Das HaMischayev, that we believe Lefi our Sugi or not, the Eidim will not be believed, right? Well, Lamazog, now the lady has the Ksuva, the Eidim come over and say the husband didn't tell us to sign. She has to believe them or not? She doesn't have to believe them. So she up here, Aloha could be gay with the Ksuva? So she's not Kalab like Ksuva, but she came and changed her mind. She said our Sugi did not believe. So, what is the ghetto of the Eidus? So I want Bli Neder tomorrow, we'll start Shir early as a Yom Kippur Kotten, so Shir will be 11:30. And I want to finish the Sugya, and to make a scholar, we have to go to invite her, the whole Sugya of Eidus, Shebe Eidim, Shebe Shtar, Bezat Hashem, will be Mamshach.